Fresh FM personalities on freshfm.com.na.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
On this beautiful Monday morning, let's see how we can just handle our finances a whole lot better. It's also something for you to think about, something to apply to your finances, something for you to share with your, you know, close knit, and see how we can just start making those changes, those positive changes towards financial freedom with Juliana Vidipi.
Well, let's have it. Sorry about that. Boy, technical. What? Let's fix it. There we go.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on financial mistakes to avoid. But before we get into that topic, let's quickly put out a disclaimer that I am in no way representing any company, any entity. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise over the years on finances. Thank you. Let's get into today's topic. Financial mistakes to avoid. Number one, bad debt. Do not get comfortable with bad debt. Bad debt can relate to clothing accounts, buying food on account, buying clothing on account, buying gifts on account, justifying buying anything on account can be bad debt. The next one is bad money habits. This can relate to, you know that you do not have the financial means to go out with friends, but you do that anyway. You know that your budget was $500, but you decide to spend $2,000. These are all bad money habits. You know that this is a habit of yours, but you continuously do not make any changes or make arrangements so that you don't fall into the same habit. Which leads me to the next one, which is knowing your income and expenses. You should know what brings you an income and what takes your money. What is your expenses, short term and long term? List them down. Know yourself as an know yourself individually in your own finances. Next is avoid expensive hobbies. Avoid going to a spa if you can't afford it. Avoid eating at expensive restaurants if you can't afford it. Avoid shopping in Woolies for groceries because you can't afford it. You can't, and you're not going to die if you're not partaking in some of these activities. Then leads me to knowing your financial destination. That is where your vision board comes into play. Know what it is that you want for yourself financially. Where are you going with your finances? What is the destination? What is it that you want to achieve? Why are you saving? Why do you even have an income? Last but not least, procrastinating. Waiting too long to start up an investment fund or a savings fund. I'm going to be repetitive on this one. I'm going to annoy you because it is necessary. It is a necessity within your budget. You need to save. You need to give yourself that grace. You need to give that whole thing of paying yourself first. Yes, put money into a savings so you can pay yourself first. Everyone has read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So kindly understand that it is very important. It is vital. So that you need to put money away for your savings. And that's just that. Nothing else. On that note, if you like today's topic, let me give you a tip. Let me give you tip of the day. Tip of the day, know the differences between what is riches and what is wealth. What is being rich and what is being wealthy. On that note, my name is Juliana Vidipi. And if you like today's topic, kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, also Juliana. We know for a fact what she was saying. We are guilty of it one way or another.
Absolutely.
We are guilty of it. Look at you.
With your 5 clothing accounts. Oops, was that loud?
That was very loud, Shaquan.
Yeah, but why do you have 5 accounts, guys?
And taking food on account
on
because
account.
You're under pressure there in CBD, most.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also because everyone is most now also creating lifestyle content on their Insta and the girlies only shop at, you know. Really?
Why? Who made you a lifestyle influencer? Those people can afford it. You.
Can they actually afford it?
I mean, they've got people that must sponsor the lifestyle.
Here's the thing, right? There's a
you with your can normal job, biggie,
but yeah, I can afford the installment. So in my mind, I'm thinking that because I can afford the installment of 600 per month, and yeah, that gives me leeway to feel like I can actually afford it when I can't.
Well, you actually can't.
You can't, guys.
Thank you so much, Jelena, for being very loud. We appreciate you. If you missed this conversation, it'll be up on our website in the next 5 minutes or so.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m. Ready to explore more with your mobile?